Let's go! We ready? Woo! Let's go, baby. Dummies for Sports, here we go. All right, welcome everyone. Meisty should be here shortly. He does not know that I started the podcast without him, so this will be pretty funny. So let's see. Let's see how Meister reacts when he gets in here. But thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us here at Dummies for Sports. NFL season is upon us. It's coming up in just a few days. So this is exciting. We are predicting the win totals against the Vegas over-unders from every single team, from every single division. Almost done the league. Today we're going to go with the AFC West. The AFC West, which last year, heading into the year, everyone was saying that this is the best division in football. You know, the Raiders just brought in Davante Adams, and, you know, you were sort of curious how that was going to work out. Russell Wilson to the Broncos. The Chargers and Chiefs are, of course, you know, have been established themselves as two of the best teams in the AFC for a while, for a few years now, since Herbert came in there, since Mahomes came in there. So, obviously, this is an intriguing division. And this year, it's a little less intriguing, right? Because Derek Carr's out. Now you have Jimmy G in there in Vegas. And the Broncos, you know, put up a dud last year. Will that be repeated? Will Wilson, you know, make some sort of a climb this year? It's really hard to know exactly what's going to happen with the AFC West. It's a much bigger question mark. Even the Chargers are a great team, have a great roster from top to bottom, but they always seem to slightly disappoint us every year. There you are, man. I started the podcast without you, and I'm like, let's wait till Meisty hops in. It's going to make for a way better podcast.
I apologize.
No. I started literally 2 minutes ago. I literally just started it. Wonderful. I'm like, hey, I'm going to start it now. Mice is going to pop in. It'll be way funnier. So I thought that was a good shtick that you would like anyway. So I was just overviewing the AFC West a little bit. You know, I was saying that last year heading into the year, it really was the best division in football. And this year, there's a lot of question marks now, right? Last year, you sort of had Davante Adams just came into Vegas to hook up with Carr. Now you have Jimmy G. Now you have a lot of question marks there. The Broncos with Wilson last year, they had a lot of hype. Didn't quite live up to that. Obviously put up a dud. So what are you going to get from them? Even the Chargers always slightly disappoint us every single year, right? And the Chiefs really exceeded expectations, losing Tyreek Hill and still won the Super Bowl and won 13 games. So It's an interesting division, Meisty. So last year you had like, wow, this is the best division in football. This year it's like, they might be the third best division in the conference, right? So let's see what we're predicting over here. Let's start right off the bat with the Kansas City Chiefs at 11.5. And it last year I regret, and you called me out for this, Meisty. I regret saying that the Chiefs would go under 10.5. I said the Chargers.
Oh, my God. Thinking.
I said, you said you agreed with me the Chargers would win the division, but you still thought that the Chiefs would get over 10.5. So the Chiefs, I said they're going under 10.5. They've got 10 wins. Without Tyreek Hill, it's going to be a big loss. And you pretty much said, and you can go out and check this. This is a YouTube short that we put out months ago. And you were on the record saying, you know, the Chiefs might be even more dangerous with Tyreek Hill. I don't know if you remember saying this, Meisty, but you essentially said,
I remember.
You remember? You was like, the Chiefs might be even more dangerous without Tyreek Hill because you knew where the ball was going. Now it's Kelce. It's one of his five receivers. It's really the same thing this year, Meisty, right? You have just like, okay, you don't have Juju in there anymore, but you got MVS in there.
Sky Moore.
Right? You have Sky Moore, Kadarius Toney, Rashee Rice you drafted as a pretty high pick. So you have four or five just solid weapons all around the board, and you still got Kelce. You got Mahomes to Kelce with Andy Reid, that trio, you're always going to have a chance to win a bunch of games. And then you just have a bunch of guys, you know, guys that can stretch your field. You have good slot receivers, just a lot of different weapons. They have maybe the best offensive line they've ever had since the Mahomes era this year also. Doing a lot to improve that. You have Donovan Smith coming from Tampa. We know how good that Tampa offensive line was last year. Jawan Taylor comes in to improve the pass blocking. So a lot of good stuff over there in Kansas City. I'm not going to go under again this year. I'm not going to make that same mistake. I'm going to go over. We have the defending champs here. The one concern I have for them, Chris Jones might hold out until week 8 potentially. And Chris Jones is a game record. Like, he is the, arguably behind Aaron Donald, the best defensive player in football, Meisty. So if he's really not there, that can be a huge blow for them. If he's there, we're talking about a solid defense. This is a good roster. Explain this one to me, Meisty, because I thought the Chiefs would sign Mahomes and they wouldn't be able to construct a good roster around him. That has not been the case. They have been able to improve the roster every offseason since they have signed Mahomes to that big deal. So despite Mahomes being, you know, signing him to $500 million deal, they're able to work with him and maneuver that deal in a way where, you know, well, he takes a little less, we'll spend a little more in here. This year he'll take a little more, we'll spend a little less here. And it's worked to a charm so far in Kansas City. So I'm going to go over 11.5.
First of all, yeah, that's exactly how it is. It's, hey, Patrick, we're going to sign you. You're not going to another team. We're not allowing you to play for another team in the rest of your life. So, you know, here's your option. Here's a big contract. Some years you'll make more, some years you'll make less, but we're going to give you the best possible team every single year based off that. So, yeah, you're going to get paid. You're never going to have to worry about a single thing for the rest of your life, your kids, your grandkids, your great-grandkids. No one in the Mahomes family is going to have to be worried about nothing for the longest time when it comes to honeys. Right, so all it takes is any guy with a normal head on his shoulders to be like, oh, that's a great idea. Okay, I just want to win Super Bowls now and MVPs. This is great, and that's what Mahomes is doing. And I said it then, and I said it when we talked about the contract. Then I talked about it, saying, you know, the NFL is going to keep giving, you know, adding to the salary cap. And next year it's going to be even more because the new TV, or actually the following year because the TV deals kick in. So we're really looking at, you know, big money to the NFL. So Mahomes not even the biggest. You know what I'm saying? What is he? He's the fifth highest paid quarterback this year or something? Like, well, I mean, what are we doing? That guy's the number one player. No one should be making a penny more than Patrick Mahomes. It doesn't make any sense. The Chiefs, to me, are definitely going over 10. I don't see it happening.
11.5.
Well, 11.5, I don't care. Over. They're just one of those teams. Now, I will say this about the division as a whole before we even get started with the Chiefs. Last year, yes, we overhyped them like Meshuggah. But I think that they're going to live up to that hype this year. I think the division is better than it was last year. I believe, first of all, I mean, McDaniels is still a disaster. I don't even know if he's the coach there anymore. But
Sean Payton. But, we'll get there soon.
Sean Payton's on the Broncos. The Chargers are the Chargers, and the Chiefs are the Chiefs. And you know, I think last year we were like, what is going on here? Like, why is not? But I think this year the Raiders will find more wins. I think the Chargers will keep winning 10-plus games. I think the Chiefs will win their 10-plus games. And I think Denver will win 8, 9, 10 games in that area as well, where it will be a much closer division as compared to where it was last year.
Yeah, no, I know you're this type of guy that goes against the grain, and I tend to agree with you on this. In other words, if a team or a division has high expectations, I'm not gonna agree with that hype. But if a team does not have high expectations, now all of a sudden we're gonna predict them to exceed expectations. So I agree with you there. I like that. So we're both going over 11.5 for the Chiefs, obviously. Now let's move on to the Los Angeles Chargers. I have a 9.5 win total. For me, again, 9.5 is easy for me for the Chargers. I'm gonna go over, but. The Chargers are always that team that I have such high hopes for going into the year, right? Especially since Justin Herbert's come into the league, since his second year, since we knew what he had in his rookie year. He was like a top 10 quarterback in his rookie year. Really had a great rookie season. Since then, he's had a nice career, right? He's been a great player. Last year he had the rib injury. Despite that, they won 10 games. They finally made the playoffs. It blew the big lead to the Jaguars. Kellen Moore comes in there at offensive coordinator. Can he really unleash Justin Herbert? That's what I want to know. I think they've been very conservative with Justin Herbert in the past. And, you know, his average depth of target last year was below 5. That should not be happening with a guy of the caliber of Justin Herbert. He has a big-time arm. He has big playability. He should be averaging 3 big-time throws a game. And if he can do that, if Kellen Moore can come in here and they can really unlock Herbert's, you know, big-time arm, big-time talent, this is a very dangerous team. The problem is the Chargers always disappoint me. They have a great roster, just like they do this year. They always have Mike Williams. They always have Keenan Allen. They always have great weapons. They have Austin Eckler, who's supposed to be one of the best running backs in the league this year. They have, you know, a top 7-8 quarterback in the league. At the end, of course, I put him in the top 5, so, you know. But I think everyone would agree he's 7th or 8th best quarterback in the league. They have a top 10 offensive line. They have stars on the defensive side. They brought in J.C. Jackson last year. They have stars there. The question is, will they live up to it? They never do. They get up my hopes up every year, and they never do. But in terms of getting over 9.5, yes. Will they make a Super Bowl run? I don't think so.
I don't think I have to say much more than what you just said. I mean, that pretty much sums it up there. I think they are the most disappointing team in the NFL, hands down. I mean, the hype is there every year. The talent's there every year. it's disaster. They are the Mets of the NFL. They are just good players, and then like just they know, and they tell their fans, and they tell the sports world, this is their year. And what is it? Not their year.
Every team
always is like, oh, this is our year. But like the Chargers, they can actually show, hey, this could be our year. Like this, we actually have the talent, and then they just drop a dot. Like they do things that, as I said on the podcast last year when we talked about the Chargers Chiefs game, Chargers will charge and they will blow a big lead, and that's what they do.
I thought you were crazy. I remember that during that playoff game, I'm like, there is zero chance the Chargers are giving up this lead. That was exactly what happened.
I think the Chargers get themselves 11 wins here this year. I think that first of all, Herbert stays healthy. I think Keenan Allen and Mike Williams can stay a little bit more healthy. For some reason, I don't know why, and I know I'm going to be disappointed, but I have faith in the NFL for some reason that players will stay more healthy this year than past years.
I hope.
Why? I don't know. I'm just praying and hoping that I'm right.
Could you imagine if every player stayed healthy for every single team? It would be so fun. Like you'd be able to see all the best talent all the time. You wouldn't have to worry. For fantasy, forget about it. It'd be awesome, you know? Like, who you draft is who you're going to get, depending
yes
on the performance.
Yes and no. But... yes and no. I mean, yes and no. I understand what you're saying. Yes and no. First of all, then we never get to see the secret talents, the storylines.
That's true. Well, rotation. People still get tired. People still get tired. You have rotational players. But, yeah, I hear what you're saying.
Yeah, but I'm talking about allowing a certain – you know, you have these guys that were backups and they become – They become Tom freaking Brady.
Right. That would never happen. That's true. Sure. That's true. By the way, good morning. It's morning.
Good morning.
Here, so, l'chaim. Oh, you also had it. Okay, good. It's not just me.
It's 1 o'clock in the afternoon. We're empty.
Right. Got to refill. Got to refill.
Time for more coffee.
Time
here.
To refill. Yeah. All right, let's move on to the Broncos at 8.5. I prefaced the Broncos enough. We all know what the narrative was going into last year. This team's going to be great. Russell Wilson and Nathaniel Hackett, what will be with that? And then right off the bat, Micey, right? I don't know if you recall the Monday night game to top off the season last year, Seahawks Broncos, where he kicked the field goal from 60 yards or something instead of taking a Hail Mary, and they lost that game. And it was just downhill from there, really, right? I mean, you had midway through the season, you had the Broncos fans literally counting down the play clock because the team did not know how much time was left in the play clock. 10, 9, 8, right? They were literally doing that. So even the Broncos fans knew how big of a disaster it was. The question is, you're stuck with Russell Wilson. I mean, the contract really begins to disperse this year. So you're stuck with him. They bring in Sean Payton. They're going to try to fix that. Can he? Maybe. We'll see. One thing I think is pretty clear at this point, it's a prediction, but I think it's pretty clear. Russell Wilson is not MVP Russell Wilson anymore. I think that Russell Wilson is gone.
He's not as his Instagram or Twitter bio says, danger Russ Wiss.
Right.
He ain't no danger.
He's not danger Russ anymore. I agree. Don't the let Russ cook. I don't know if I'd let Russ cook per se. So,
no, don't let.
So at the end of the day, Russell Wilson is not what he used to be. Can he get back to being an above average quarterback? I think that's feasible. I think that's feasible. Listen, Jerry Jeudy had a very nice season last year. Hopefully, Courtland Sutton will be back. I don't know if Tim Patrick is even going to come back this year, but hopefully, Courtland Sutton will be back. They drafted Marvin Mims in the second round. He's supposed to be a great talent. There's really a lot of receiving talent this year. So he has the weapons to work with. You add pieces off the offensive line. Mike McGlinchey, Ben Powers from our Ravens, our boy. So the Broncos added Ben Powers up front there. So again, Wilson's not the same, but he has weapons. He has a good offensive line to protect him. I think he lost a step. I don't think he's as athletic as he used to be. Russell Wilson used to be this guy that no matter how bad of an offensive line you had, it didn't make a difference because, he would evade sacks and it was so hard to bring him down. He's small and sort of, just very difficult to get a hand on. But I don't think he's that anymore. He looks like he's lost a step. I don't think he's quite as good as he was anymore. But can he get back to being above average? I think so. That being said, I don't have a lot of faith in them. I'm going under 8.5.
So let's talk Chargers, right? Obviously, crazy situation there. They brought Russ in thinking, let Russ cook. That was the whole thing, right? And you said a disaster. Basics. Everyone knows what happened. They bring in Sean Payton. Sean Payton didn't just come in. He's not just coming in. He cleared house. He told Russell Wilson, anyone that you brought with you, any of your coaches, any of your staff, everyone's out. Done. right? We're starting over. And that's what he did. He's Sean Payton. He's the short quarterback whisperer, if you want to call it, right? Maybe. I don't know. It's just Drew Brees was able to beat Drew Brees. And I said this before, I believe the Broncos can get to 9 wins. So I'm going to go over here. How are they going to get 9 wins, Rocky? I don't know. They might not even get 6.
That's the problem. Should we take a quick
look? There's no answer to how they get there, but they can get there because Sean Payton can get there. Russ Wilson can get there. And their defense, by the way, is stacked, and they have talent. There's talent. The talent's there.
The defense is an interesting one because, you know, for the first 10 weeks of the season last year, you know, they were fantasy heaven, right? Like anyone who had them in fantasy, like they weren't allowing more than 10 points a game. But then they sort of came back down to earth. So they have a lot of talent there. The question is, will they live up to expectations? Yeah, I'm looking at the schedule here. They have winnable games. Listen, they were last place in the division last year, right? So they are going to have the Bears. They're going to have the Packers. You know, that's an easier one this year. They're going to have the Commanders right off the bat, you know, second week of the season. They have the Raiders. They have some winnable games. You're right. But they're still going to have to play the Chiefs, Chargers twice a year, you know? And they got other tough games in there as well. But can they looking through the schedule now, can they win 9 games? Yes. I'm just going to bet against it. That's really what it is. But it's a toss-up. You're right. It's a toss-up. I just don't have much confidence in what's going on over there in Denver. Finally, the Las Vegas Raiders coming in at 7.5. I think some sports books added them at 6.5, but I like cheating, so I'm going to go with the 7.5 one because that's an easier one for me. You know, last year, Meisty, you and I were both very spot on in this division, except for the Chiefs. You and I were both very spot on in this division in terms of the over-under win totals. We both said, you know, we really both said it. We're like, listen, the Broncos, there's a lot of hype here. 10 wins. They're not going to get 10 wins. It's an overrated roster. The situation, it's not going to be. You went as far as to say that the Broncos are the most overrated team in football last year. So that was a great call. I didn't go that far. I just said I don't see them being quite as good as people think they're going to be. And we said the same thing with the Raiders. They're like, yes, they're a solid team, but in this division, they're not going to win. You know, their over-under was 8.5 last year. They're not going to go over that win total. We were spot on in that. And I'm going to stick with that this year. I think, listen, you know, you're bringing Jacoby Myers, Devonta Adams, and Jacoby Myers, great weapons. Max Crosby's a stud. Okay, then what else? You bring in Jimmy G at quarterback. You got worse at quarterback, right? Derek Carr's out. Derek Carr's a good player. He's been a solid player. Derek Carr had 1 or 2 years in his career where he was like, you know, MVP caliber. We're talking about a guy with an incredible upside. 99 big time throws in the last 3 years combined. Jimmy G does not have that upside. He just doesn't. He's always been what he is, pedestrian. And you bring a pedestrian quarterback into a pedestrian team in a really good division in a conference where virtually everyone got better. No can do. 7.5, I'm going under.
Yeah, I agree with you. I have the Raiders here at 7 wins. I would love to see them succeed. I would love to see Devonta Adams in the playoffs. I'd love it. I just don't see it. Just don't see it, unfortunately, for them. I think even right now I'm looking at it. I mean, see, if the Broncos surpass me and find more wins than I think they can, and I will be finished. I'm almost done. That my I went through all the games predicting, so I can actually see what I actually predicted the thing. But I think the Broncos can get there.
Look at Meisty putting in the work.
Yeah. Well, I'm bored all day these days, so I have time to do these things.
Me too. Clearly, look how much research I've done. But yeah.
I think the Raiders go under. I think it's 7.5, you said, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I have them winning 7. There's nothing there. I mean, I like Jimmy G. He's a good guy and all. He's great, good looking dude, but he's just Jimmy G. I mean, he lost his job to Brock Purdy. I mean, he's better than Trey Lance so far, so I'll give him that because he's been able to beat that out. But, like, you haven't done much, bud.
Yeah, the Trey Lance thing is, you know, we didn't even touch on that by the Niners, but that's just an unfortunate situation. You know, now he's on the Cowboys, right? You know, he really never got time to play. Like, he's going to be a bust at no fault of his own, you know, because he got injured and because he never got time to play. It just stinks.
Let's be honest. By the way, if there's a place for him to shine and let him be calm with Trey Lance, it's Dallas because there's a great opportunity. I mean, dude, now that we know Dak Prescott, sorry we're going off topic here, but Dak Prescott is not the greatest quarterback. He's as average as it comes. His own team is if you watch their practice videos that are coming out, his own team is destroying him. He has defenders trash talking him. What is going on there? So yeah, you bring in a guy like Trey Lance. First of all, if they don't use him at all, That's just ridiculous. You have to try to, even the trick plays, both use both quarterbacks, do something with him. There's a possibility that if you can bring it out of him, you might get the Trey Lance that we were expecting to see, because he's talented. He's athletic and talented. If you get that from him, he could be your next quarterback. I mean, that could be the next big thing in Dallas.
Well, they might they might not like Dak Prescott, but he's making $160 million, so they better like
him. And Jerry Jones making about $300 million, so who cares?
All I'm saying is that they're not going to give up on Dak Prescott so quickly.
They're giving up on Dak Prescott, but in 2-3 years they can give up on Dak Prescott when they're like, okay, Dak, you stink.
You know what the problem is in today's NFL with, like, there really aren't a lot of great quarterbacks anymore, right? Dak Prescott's a top 10 quarterback.
He's 16.
Didn't we do Dak our Prescott. List? We did our top 5 list. No, we said, okay, Lamar, okay, this is really off topic. But anyway, we already talked about it. We have Mahomes, Allen, Burrow, Lamar, Hurts, Trevor Lawrence, Justin Herbert. That's a top 7, right? In whatever order, that's not respectively, right?
Yeah, not yet.
Okay. So, and who's number 8?
No. Who's Dak Prescott, 16.
Who's number 8? I'm telling
Kirk Cousins is better than Dak Prescott.
Oh, okay, that's an interesting one. Dak Prescott's number 9. But they're all rookies.
I believe Kirk Cousins has done more with less so far.
He's got the best receiver of all time on his team, but
now he does. Now he does. And by the way, that don't sit there and say he doesn't have CeeDee Lamb. He didn't have Amari Cooper. He had both.
No. Yeah, you're right.
Zeke in his prime. He had Zeke
and Michael Gallup as number 3. Yeah.
Yes. Can you say they had Dalvin Cook? Yes. Can you say Kirk Cousins? Yes. But Kirk Cousins. And where do you put Kirk Cousins? Kirk Cousins ain't no top 10 quarterback. Dak Prescott's not better than Kirk Cousins. I'm sorry.
Kirk Cousins has been a borderline top 10 his entire career. I'm not arguing that. I'm just saying Dak. You know, if you're Dak probably has to be top 10 just by default. That's it.
He's only a top 10 quarterback because he's a Cowboy and he gets talked about more than any other quarterback.
Well, that's for sure. No, listen, I'm not a huge Dak Prescott fan either, but, you know. Okay.
I know.
We'll have to have a different Dak Prescott podcast.
No, it's not even Dak Prescott because we don't want to talk about Dak Prescott. We talk about Trey Lance, the next future quarterback.
I know. That's how we got onto the topic, is that we started talking about Trey Lance. what were we talking about originally? The AFC West. That's right. Okay. AFC West. In the books. Now that we're just off topic, who's your MVP prediction for this year?
You know, I like looking at the odds, and the favorites are always going to be the favorites. I'm looking at Trevor Lawrence this year. The odds are very favorable where you can get a good bet in and be like, I'm happy with this bet. Trevor Lawrence can really be the MVP this year because the way it's been seeming to me is that the NFL doesn't care the NFL, the voters, they care a lot what you did the past year for some reason. So if you don't do better than you did the year before, and your father was a big talker of this, every time I ever talk to him about this topic, he's always on this topic.
About improving upon the year before?
Lamar had such a good year 2019. Oh, and then 2020 wasn't so good. Or even if, yeah, because I don't know, it doesn't matter the exact numbers, but, it wasn't as good. But it was still the best in the league. Okay, but it wasn't as good. It's like, dude, Russell Westbrook's sitting there dropping triple doubles year after year. Yeah, but he did it last year. Like, who cares? He still did it. He's still doing it. You know, so I think that Mahomes, you know, it won't be unless he goes crazy. But Mahomes is just out of the question, and all these guys are kind of out of the question. We've come down to, you know, it's going to be one of these newer guys, and I don't. Trevor Lawrence is my answer.
I'm just going to stick with the good old reliable. I'm going to go with, like, you know, Josh Allen or something. Who was the who was the MVP last year? I can't even remember. Anyway, Trevor Lawrence has +1600 according to FanDuel. That's tied with Lamar and Aaron Rodgers. That's pretty low.
Correct.
That is really pretty low. Even Jalen Hurts has higher odds at +1200. Justin Herbert +900. Josh Allen +700. Joe Burrow +700. And Mahomes at number 1 at +600. You know, good old reliable Mahomes. You can always bank on that. But, yeah, let's go with Burrow never won MVP yet. So let's go with Burrow.
No.
Why not? Why the heck not? That's a new guy. All right, man. Anyway, peace out. AFC West in the books. MVP in the books. A lot of stuff in the books. Great conversation, Meisty. Till next
Always
time.
A pleasure.
Oh, yeah.